This is St. Louis Public Radio. In 1997, 16-year-old St. Louis native Jonathan Irons was sentenced to 50 years in prison for a burglary and assault that happened in St. Charles County. Last week, Judge Daniel Green overturned his conviction based on a lack of evidence. WNBA star Maya Moore stepped away from basketball for 2 years to support Irons and fight for his release. Moore talked with St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson about being in the courtroom for the verdict and what comes next.
It almost didn't feel real just because we've been battling and pushing for so long to see, first of all, the truth of Jonathan's situation come to light, but then not to just have the truth, but to actually do something about it. And, Judge Green acknowledging the inconsistencies and just the lack of integrity in this conviction. So we were overjoyed, but also still sad because Jonathan is still in prison. You know, there are still steps to actually seeing him released and fully free.
Why were you so certain that he was wrongfully convicted?
So I've spent several years just trying to educate myself in the criminal justice reform world, but also just knowing Jonathan since I was 17. Of all of the things that were done wrong in his case, it was really powerful, but also extremely sad to know how he was buried. It just seemed so extreme. And so looking at the facts of his case, like he was 16 years old when he was arrested, didn't have an adult present with him when he was being interrogated. The notes and recordings from that interrogation are not present. They're missing. He had $1 million bond set for a 16-year-old who didn't have a driver's license. So just things like that are like, what is going on here?
Do you believe that race played a role in the charges and the sentence that Jonathan was given in 1997?
You know, ultimately, there's no way to know because some of the key players involved in Jonathan's wrongful conviction are actually deceased now. And so we'll ultimately never know. But I think at this point in our country's history, everybody is aware of the ugly past that we have at our foundations. And so telling the truth has to be number one. And so for the longest, the truth wasn't being told in Jonathan's situation.
There's been some criticism around athletes and social justice issues. Some say that athletes should just stay in their place and play the sport that they're playing. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Sports in our culture is one of the most unifying, common places that people just go to just relax, to be entertained, to cheer, to root for something, and to kind of escape. But athletes are human beings, we're people, and we're citizens. And the diversity that you see in sports is really, really cool. But with diversity comes stories that you might not have been exposed to in your comfortable place. And you have a platform to speak up for those who don't have a voice. And so I think there's a balance of kind of letting sport be sport, but at the same time, you're a citizen too, and you have a right to be a citizen.
What would you say your next step is?
For now, I'm still in this second year away. There's a lot going on in my life right now, and I am looking forward to actually getting some time to rest. This last year, we've been grinding. But at the same time, I want to continue to tell Jonathan's story well and help him tell his story because there's so much more that people need to hear about. There's some things that I think can benefit us as a society to hear in Jonathan's story and in his plight. And so the thing on my mind right now is getting Jonathan home and seeing him free. And so helping people and giving people an opportunity to get involved is something that I care about, that I want to do. And but we'll see what the future looks like.
Why is criminal justice reform so important to you?
Criminal justice reform is important to me because people are important. Every single life matters. And so if there are a group of people, the ones that don't have as much financial means, the ones who are, you know, marginalized, that coming from the history of our country that we come from, it's very clear of the challenges that our country comes from in bringing justice for black and brown bodies. And so because people matter, it matters to me.
Thank you so much, Maya. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.